News Talk 1620 WTAW. We change our focus from the city and out of the state. And Kyle Cassell, the new state representative for District 12, joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you this morning?
Good. Hadn't gotten a chance to see you face to face and congratulate you since the election. I know it's been a busy time.
It has been fun and busy, but we hadn't stopped. We've been on the road all week.
Have you checked to see, again, this is almost a congressional district. I mean, it hit me back when I guess we were in the primaries, and I was driving up to Dallas, and I got to Waco, and I'm ready to turn right there on the loop, and I saw a sign. It wasn't for you. It happened to be for Chris Scotty, but I realized, my gosh, that's from my house up to here, and that's better than 100 miles. I mean, that's unusual.
It is. We started the morning, Monday morning in Waco with a bunch of doctors up there with Congressman Flores and Senator Birdwell, and Bill got to speak first, so he claimed the two Heisman trophies back-to-back before I did. And, you know, I honestly believe the 12th district and the 12th man, we're going to take RG3's Heisman and back-to-back with Johnny Footballs.
Really? Really? You got the numbers going for you. So it is. It's hectic as a freshman, and I was talking to John Rainey yesterday, but tell me now a little bit about the nuts and bolts. How do you build a staff as you prepare for this first session?
You know, one starts with the budget. We're still trying to figure out where we're going to be and how we're going to accomplish that, but we've been very fortunate. On my team, I hired a lady named Tara Taylor Willett, who will be my chief of staff. She's worked for two speakers, three or four representatives, and every time I walk through the Capitol, you see the folks that live and breathe in there are like, Mr. Cassell, how did you hire Tara? Not only is she accomplished and experienced, she's also an Aggie Letterman. You know, she has roots here and from rural West Texas. Yeah. So we're glad to have Tara, and we've kept a few folks on the campaign staff with us so that they will have, you know, their hands, and they know the district, they know the folks that we've been dealing with. Last night we finished up our fifth town hall. We did one in every county. So, you know, like I said, we hadn't stopped.
Now, as a freshman, Kyle Cassell is our guest, new representative. We have two representatives now in Brazos County. And so there's a score sheet on you as there would be with any new freshman. How are you approached so that people understand, when I say people, the ones who are operatives in Austin, so that they understand what your point of view is on issues that are important to them? How do they find out how Kyle Cassell scores on those things? Do you have interviews with them? Do they talk to your staff? How do they find out how you feel about issues right now?
I mean, currently, they have not hesitated to come straight to me.
Okay.
And I enjoy that. I get to know those. But like I said, we've got some good people behind us, so we've built a good team. But I have been very approachable. I've tried to make that clear to my constituents and the folks in Austin. Look, I realize where I am. To put it in perspective, we draw ping pong balls for our slots and our seniority, and 43 freshmen. You had four or five that were returning, so they only drew 39 balls. You're looking at number 149 in seniority. I drew ping pong ball
really?
Number 38.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't start off with a lot of luck. But
where's your desk?
Well, I got lucky there, too. I get to sit next to Wayne Smith, who is a seasoned legislator. And so, you know, I look at that as an advantage, a gentleman that I respect and that will give me some leadership. And if I decide to get up and go to the back mic and he thinks it's a bad idea, I'm hoping he's going to grab my coat and pull me right down.
Learn that way by not saying something, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yesterday, let's talk for a minute about Joe Strauss. He has an opponent. What are your feelings as far as how you feel about the Speaker of the House race right now?
You know, that's a great question. It's one that we had to start tackling early on in the primary and, you know, got calls 5 o'clock on November 6th. Who are you voting for? And I'm like, how do you know that we won today? But, you know, that's why we held the town halls. You know, the Republican platform, you know, said that we need to have town halls. We need to get out there. And we did that, all five counties. And, you know, it's coming back about 15% that are against the current speaker. You know, the speaker's a powerful position. You know, I don't care if you put Speaker Laney, Speaker Craddock, Speaker Strauss, or Speaker Simpson on that name. They're still referred to as the Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think Speaker Strauss has the votes, and I'm hopeful. My job is to represent my district, and to do that best, I need to be on that team. And I have confidence in Speaker Strauss. He had a very conservative session. He has Texas' best interest at heart, and that's what I'm here to do. Is I've got to represent three counties between McLennan and Brazos, Falls, Robertson, and Limestone, that have had different representation for the last three sessions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's one of my focuses. Let's represent represent these folks, and we need to be in a position where we can do something. Last night in Cossey, they've got a water system issue that we need to fix. So, I mean, our game and our program starts on January 9th. We've got to get busy to help those folks so they have water.
Yeah, you are in an interesting mix in that while you live in a rural area, there are rural areas to Brazos County. I mean, you got towns that basically the city limit signs are back-to-back. I mean, they're little bitty towns, but they have problems, and Cossey's a great example. They have problems that are very important to them. Yesterday, the speaker was addressing a group in San Antonio. He said his priorities are transportation infrastructure, budget transparency, job creation, and water. And, you know, the water thing really comes home in your district because you got a lot of rural people. Water rights is important. What have you heard any differently? How passionate is this argument about water rights that people in College Station think they've got right to water, but people in Cossey think they've got right to their water, or people who live out in counties think they've got right to their water?
And they do, but all the issues are different. You know, Waco, we start up there. They've done some incredible planning, added a height to their dam and maintained the same level of water, but they've fought issues with the dairies over the past. Falls County, Marlin just got their boiling ban lifted on Friday, so they were able to start drinking their water again. They also, the city of Marlin owns 2,000 acres just east of them in Falls County that they want to build a reservoir. We hadn't built a reservoir in 50 years. They own that. There's no eminent domain, no private property rights. Of course, we have some other issues with neighbors above them in McLennan County, but hopefully we can fix that. That's a common sense way. That dam would also service Limestone County, which has a lot of water. You know, Grosbeck in the drought last year was in trouble. We've got to do something to help them secure water for the future. Cossey, their water system is a 1938 system that is obviously fallen down. It's been there a long time and without a lot of use over the past years because their community is dwindling. But they have opportunity. You have a aluminum mine, a power plant there, right. Two of them on either side, and then you have the Cossey mine. So there's movement there. There's economic development, and it's only being stopped or hindered by a lack of water. So the things we can do in these counties and water throughout, and Brazos and Robertson, you know, we have a new water district manager and was at the meeting the other day, and, you know, there's some good things happening. The people are getting along, and I think we're heading in the right direction.
Okay, getting along is something new for that group, that's for sure. But, I mean, you're telling me that McLennan and Falls are having the same kind of battles. You're going to make somebody mad no matter what. Is that the way you got to look at it?
Well, I'm coming to grips with that. You know, there's nothing we're going to do that's make everybody happy.
Yeah.
But as long as we're trying to make sure we hydrate Texas and make sure everybody has a right to water that they can afford. I mean, that's, you know, there's no question it's a commodity, but it's not a commodity that we can bend somebody over backwards. People need water. And as a legislature, I think with the, you know, one of the biggest issues you did mention or wasn't on Strauss's list was education. Right. And we know that's tied up in the courts, which gives us an opportunity the first few months to concentrate on water. And I think that's going to be huge.
Okay, so you think they'll start there, and that way once the courts get the education thing worked out, y'all will do an up or down there?
I think we're going to go full-fledged, all 4 feet running in education when it breaks.
Yeah, I understand. Committee appointments, do you know yet? Have you got a wish list?
We all have wish lists.
Yeah.
You know, the good news from my rural and agriculture background, I think there's four or five open seats on agriculture. We lost a Representative Hardcastle, or I guess he retired, which is still a loss. So I would hope to land there. I wouldn't want to use up any of my 149-point seniority to ask for agriculture. But, you know, there's the culture and parks and tourism. I get that one mixed up a little bit, but that one has a lot to do with wildlife and conservation.
Sure.
And tourism, which is huge for West, huge for Bryan College Station. Mm-hmm. So that would be nice. And if I was going to get on my knees and beg, you know, natural resources to be in that water discussion.
Right.
Of course, that's going to be my dream.
Again, yeah, it's tough. I know when you're a freshman on the back bench, you got to wait and see what they give you. All right, listen, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Of course, we'll talk during the session, too.
I look forward to that,
Scott. All right, thank you. That's Kyle Cassell from District 12.